Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
That's the birds bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please go to my website and use it to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Rick Maurer is our guest, 11-plus year member of our Brain Trust, author of Why Don't You Want What I Want and Beyond the Wall of Resistance. He helps organizations just like yours and mine to lead change, not just manage it, but lead it and lead it effectively and successfully. And that's what we're talking about right now. Rick, thanks again for staying with us. You got a story to tell us, don't you?
I do, because it's this big problem of stuff being dumped downstream. On one hand, you can understand why senior leaders do it. There's a lot of pressure on people these days, and you say, well, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. But the resources don't grow with each new demand. And GE used, and they still may do this, used to give incredibly good training to their project managers. I mean, just kind of on all aspects of good project planning. It was impressive training that they went through. But there's a story that they were told, and it came, I think, directly from Jack Welch. So this is a fairly old story. The story was, there used to be a guy that would be on variety shows on TV, and he would spin plates, you know, and so you'd take a dowel.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And he'd get a plate going, and then he'd get another going, and then one starts to,
And hang on, Rick. For those of you who don't remember this, he had a bunch of dowels, like a wooden dowel stuck in a platform, and the plates would be spun on top of these dowels, right?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead now.
Yeah, and one would start to wobble, so he'd go back over to it and give it a little bit of a shove, a little bit of torque, and he pretty soon, you know, he's got 5-6 of these things going, and you're going, how does he do it? I mean, how does he do so many? Well, what he did brilliantly, he knew exactly how many plates he could spin, and one more would put all the plates at risk. And the advice to these project managers is, it's your job to know how many plates your team can handle and right now, and be willing to go back and say, all right, if you want to take that on, which of these plates do you want to come down for now?
Yep, yep.
And what that takes is obviously courage on the part of the project manager, but it takes real commitment on the part of the senior leader to ask for and then use the information they're getting from their project managers.
But also, and this is something that that I deal with in my organization. This is completely apropos for a small business, Rick, because we don't have enough hats to put all these heads to put all these hats on. Pardon the mixed metaphors, my friends, what we have to have, and we must have this, if we're going to grow profitably, we have to have good information back from the employees.
Yep.
We have to have honesty. You got to be able to give us nuanced answers. You know, granular answers. Well, boss, we could probably do half of that, or we could do a third of that, or we could probably free up a couple of hours a week to do that. You need granular answers, especially in a small business, Rick.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm glad you pulled it to small business. And the advantage small business has is you know the people, so you can build the kind of relationships where it ought to be safer for people to say, "Hey, boss."
Yeah.
You know, if you're three buildings away and half a country away, that's pretty hard to say that kind of stuff.
Right.
But the small business has some real advantages, and you also, in many ways, kind of with some customer service issues, you can turn on a dime.
Right.
You know, you don't have this whole bureaucracy slowing down, trying to be responsive to a customer.
Well, the thing that for example, let's say that you've got a project that's only going to last for 6 months. This is not a permanent change. This is not something you're asking somebody to do forever. But there's something that needs to get done for 6 months. The best people to do it are the people in the company, because they know, you know, sort of where the bodies are buried. And so the boss, the owner of this change, has got to come to the people and say, okay, this is a 6 month project. We're the best people to do this. Can we flex? What will we lose? What will we have to give up? Yeah. What will be hurt by us doing it in house? And or can we do it in house? Do I need to bring in a part timer for 6 months? Or do I just need to outsource this completely? You got to have truth from your people on that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And if you're not getting it, don't think that you're perfect. And wow, nobody's coming to me. This stuff Jim and Rick are talking about, they're not coming to me with that.
Right.
It very well may be they're afraid to come to you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. Yeah, and one of the things you could you not, in order to root out the truth out of them, could you not say, okay, if we do this, what will go wanting? What will how would it manifest that we'd see a problem somewhere else?
Yep.
Would they be like that a lot?
Yeah, any kind of variation on that where you say, hey, so what could go wrong? I mean, mm-hmm. You've all worked here a long time. And then the key thing for the senior leader is once you ask that question, either your wording or mine, you then shut up and wait for an answer.
Right.
Because if you don't wait and you move right along and say, well, okay, it sounds like things are great, we're all on board, you've just ruined the moment.
And here's the result. You're going to create a casualty list.
Yes, you are.
You want to make these changes, folks. You want to be successful. Help get your people to help you get the job done without creating a casualty list.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.